you need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection, starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade today and save big money on new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Own it.
What it do? Boom.
So when fall season comes around, diet is very important because everybody's been known to put on a few pounds. So you want to like really be careful or kind of like be aware of what you eat. So you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. It can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. Now, if you don't have a lot of time, or even if you like to meal prep, but you don't have time to meal prep, with Factor, you can skip the extra trip to the grocery store, the chopping, prepping, and cleaning up, too, while still getting the flavor and the nutritional quality you need. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, so all you have to do is heat and enjoy to go back to crushing your goals. You can choose from 34 weekly flavor-packed, fresh, never-frozen meals ready to eat in just literally 2 minutes. You level up with Gourmet Plus options, prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time, and you can treat yourself to upscale meals with premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. And if you're busy during the day and you don't have time for lunch, or you got a job and you just are on the go, keep up your energy with the lunch to go. It's effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers, and they're ready to eat when you're on the go, and there's no microwave required for you. So looking for calorie-conscious options during the busy season? Try delicious dietitian-approved calorie smart meal with around or less than 550 calories per serving. And if you need an extra boost to support your wellness goals and feel your best as you tackle busy autumn, try Protein Plus Meal with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Now these Factor meals are delicious. You can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons, including breakfast items like our delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, it's a favorite of yours, breakfast skillets. With Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. We also 100% of our delivery missions source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices if you're interested in stuff like that. This September, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door, ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Head to factormeals.com/K150 and use K150 to get this. This is the biggest discount we've ever had. 50% off. That's code K150 at factormeals.com/K150 to get 50% off. FACTORMEALS.com K10050. Food's delicious, keeps you healthy. Check it out.
You won't go wrong. We all try it. We all like it. It's nutritional. They have vegan things. They have all protein. They have meal plans. I mean, anything you want to do, they'll do it for you. And it tastes great. And it's healthy. As usual, we're into wellness here. So, you know, get your Factor meals. Boom.
Next one's to Christian Edwards. Subject is Cody Hall, safe working. Disco K-Dog Joe, hope you're all well. Big fan of the show. Is yours is the best wrestling podcast, bar none. My question to you is Cody Hall. I know Cody's had some issues, but I always rooted for the guy because he's the son of the late, great Scott Hall. And he's 6'10" and near 270 pounds. He also is and was a very talented in-ring worker. And I say was because it's been reported that Cody suffered a somewhat recent broken neck. And Kevin Nash has come out and blamed the Young Bucks for possibly ending Cody's career.
You know about this, Joe?
I have no clue. I'm not familiar with what exactly happened, but I'm wondering if you guys can weigh in and give your opinion on the subject and also state if you agree with
that. Can you look it up,
Nash.
Joe, and see what it's
Yeah, no, I have it. I have it here. I was just waiting for Disco. Yeah, I hadn't
please
heard that.
Please, let me finish. Let me finish.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Please don't try this at home. WWE began airing that slogan back in the 90s because they realized that kids trying this at home does indeed come with the territory, and they wanted to speak out against it. Is AEW not sending a bad message for kids and parents at home by watching, by not stopping matches, playing it safe when guys get concussed in the ring? Best wishes and thanks for always keeping 100. Well, AEW didn't really have much of a concussion protocol because guys get concussed on that show repeatedly and they just continue the matches and it's obvious the guy's concussed. So I don't know what process goes on there, but that's a communication issue between the go position in the truck and the referee. So I don't, you know.
It shouldn't be happening this much.
I mean, it should be happening this much, right?
Yeah, right.
So the spot that injured Cody Hall, it says here, he got his aforementioned neck injury in Japan in 2016 when he was involved in a high-flying spot that saw the Young Bucks diving on wrestlers, numerous wrestlers off of a balcony, okay? Kevin Nash is quoted.
Do you have this clip or no?
I don't have the clip, no. But Kevin Nash says, he's 6'10". If he wouldn't have caught one of those Young Bucks that broke his neck in Japan, if he just olayed and let the guy bounce off the concrete, he'd probably be in the business somewhere working. Instead, he got his neck broken over in Japan, and along with that, a lot of his dreams got shattered. It's just when you lose your dad, it's just fucked. And I think he and I are kind of the same. I think that maybe I'm the only person that misses his dad as much as he does. I'll see if there's video of it, though, Conan.
I try and find it. Right. Yeah, I had no idea. But, bro, if the guy got hurt, contributing to a spot that you agreed to, you know, like being safe is just protecting yourself, too. A lot of these guys don't know how to protect themselves out there. So I don't know. Next is from Klein, and the subject is Trick Williams. What's good, K100? I want to get your opinion on NXT's Trick Williams. He's a regular NXT watcher. The guy looks like a star. He's very athletic. He was a wide receiver at the University of South Carolina and was trying out for the XFL when WWE asked him to come try wrestling. He's naturally funny and charismatic on the mic. He has the best music in WWE right now. And that whoop that trick chant is getting louder and louder each week. That's from the Memphis Grizzlies were doing that with their thing. And listen to the reaction he got this week after winning his second match of the night. Both Shawn Michaels and Booker T are big fans of his, so seems his future is bright. I haven't seen this guy work yet, but I saw highlights of his match with Dom, but I was not impressed with his scripted promo he did on Raw on Monday, which was kind of late. If this guy's good on the mic, that whoever wrote that promo for him didn't really do him justice. So I'll start checking this guy out. Conan, you got a comment on him?
Yeah, I think he could be money in the future. I watch him on NXT. He's got a good little storyline going with Carmelo, which it looks like they're going to break up, but it's like a slow burn. Mm-hmm. And yeah, whoop that trick. Not only the Memphis Grizzlies theme song, it's also from the movie Hustle and Flow.
Yeah, well, it's from Hustle and Flow. The Memphis Grizzlies fans started doing it. Right. So, yeah. Right.
Because I think it was filmed in Memphis too, yeah. The movie. Yeah,
right.
What was I going to say? Yeah, I think he's one of them. And they have a lot of talent over there. I think they're going to be in the main roster in the year or two, And because I think all those guys that they brought in before, like Mia Yim, Candice LeRae, Gargano, Ciampa, like that whole little group. Remember, what's the Cameron?
Austin Theory.
Cameron Grimes, is that his name?
Yeah, Cameron Grimes.
Yeah.
Cross, LA like, Knight. Yeah, a lot of guys.
Like most of those guys haven't gotten over, right. You know, but this new batch looks like they will to me. But then it's all about booking too. You know, if you're booked like shit, that's what's going to happen, you know.
Next one's from Steven and Contrera. Subject is Hungry Howie's Disco Inferno Pizza Crust. Outraged.
What?
Disco, were you aware that Midwest pizza chain Hungry Howie's offers a Disco Inferno ghost pepper crust as part of their secret menu? You should sue, or at the very least be allowed to offer it at different strokes. Also, people need to ease up on Larry Dallas. That guy is great. I actually saw him work the garden once. The Olive Garden. Suck eggs, Larry Dallas, you bum. That's from Marvin Gardens.
Jesus. I like the Marvin Gardens name from Monopoly. Yeah.
Okay. So the question was that I know that this guy basically just did a funny here, so we'll suspend him for a week.
But it's real.
I did. Yeah,
it's real. There's a Disco Inferno pizza on the secret menu at Hungry Howie's. That's kind of funny.
But do you know the Disco Inferno was a song Howie's? By the Tramps long before I did?
Yeah. So, it's like a pizza chain. I haven't seen one.
Do they have it
here.
In Philadelphia?
No.
All right.
Are you ready for this? It's an interesting one. It's from Billy Gallus.
At least, Joe, reach out to them and see if they want to sponsor our show, because the real Disco Inferno is on here, and he has no problem putting over the ghost pepper.
Ghost
whatever
cross.
The fuck.
Yeah. Pepper pizza menu.
That's tremendous.
Next one's from Billy Dallas. I guess no relation to Larry. The subject is Disco Time. Good morning, everyone. Longtime emailer, first time listener. I think he means longtime listener, first time emailer. Yeah, he got it backwards. Let's suspend him for. I've noticed lately that Glenn has taken the Joe Feeney approach to reviewing shows, and that he doesn't watch the shows anymore, but still shows up for the reviews. I hear Disco say a lot of the time, I don't have time to watch. I have a full-time job. So I'm curious about where all his time goes. I did some math and hope Disco can fill in the blanks. There are 168 hours in every week, and Glenn is at his job for 40 of them. That leaves 128 hours left in the week. Let's say Glenn sleeps 8 hours a night. He probably doesn't. But let's say he does. That leaves him 72 hours a week. Let's also subtract 5 hours from the week to account for getting ready for work and drive time. That is 67 hours left in the week. And another 5 hours is probably used for the podcast, bringing it down to 62 hours left in the week. So, Glenn, with your estimated 62 hours of downtime left in the week, where does the time go that makes you say you don't have time to watch shows or makes you hurry Conan and guests along when they are talking? Just admit that you're too lazy to watch so we can move on with our day. That's from Billy Dallas. Billy, this is good. First of all, complete misinformation. All right. I watch the shows. I never miss a show. I will fast forward through stuff like when I start watching the matches and the guys start thigh slapping. That's insta fast forward for me. Okay. And I'm not going to, you can't knock me for that. I'm just fast forward, but I'm seeing all the finishes. I'm seeing all the promos, all the interviews. If I miss one, it's because sometimes I will watch a show live from at work from 8 to 10. And if I step away and forget to press pause, I'll just come back and watch if maybe I missed
something. Or sometimes, didn't you say that you watch it on Hulu and there's certain things?
I watch it on Hulu. Yeah, Hulu is only an hour and a half condensed version. So, but I'll watch it. I haven't missed not watching, like completely just did not watch a show. I haven't done that in like 5 years. And if I did not watch a show, I say, Coda, hey, I didn't watch a show, but I'll read it to you guys. Whatever. And how many times that happened? Like 2 or 3 times I told you? I haven't watched a show, but we'll still do. You guys can do the review and I'll read it. So
yeah, and it's mostly if you don't want to watch a goddamn 5 hour.
Anybody get that Joe, because he straight up doesn't watch shit.
I keep up, though. I keep up.
That's not the same.
By the way, the Ghost Pep, what was it called? Hungry Howie's is only located in Michigan at this time. Yeah. So they're not nationwide or anything.
But of course not. All right.
Yeah, but we have listeners in Michigan. So.
Oh, I know. I'm just, I was, you asked before.
They're
not going to
pay for that for this. And, you know, the next
you
is
never
Bruce,
know.
Bruce Anderson, subject is mailbag Q&A. It's obvious Triple H wasn't a Riggs Boogs fan by the way Boogs was booked when he came back from his injury. Boogs still got crowd reactions despite the limited TV time the Hunter gave him, and Boogs now has gone on record stating Vince's removal killed his career. You think Boogs would be a good fit for AEW? Thanks, and that's a Bruce Anderson. Yeah, I don't know why they let him go. The guy's a power lifter. He looks like $1 million. He's charismatic.
Maybe
he was just hurting guys, or nobody wanted to work at them. Or I don't know. There's got to be more.
I never heard
more to the story there. I didn't hear it either. But there's got to be more to the story there, because I don't know why.
Yeah, because if you don't have somebody batting for you, you're kind of fucked. This is kind of like how the wrestling industry is, and this is every single promotion. Okay, every single one. look at the booking committee on each show, right? And guys that have power. So if you're one of Michael Hayes guys, let's say that the booking committee in WWE, just for argument's sake, was Hunter, Michael Hayes, what's that guy's name? LaGreca, is he still there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce
Lagana.
Pritchard. Yeah. No, Lagana's not there.
I think isn't that who you meant? Dave Lagana? Who did you mean?
LaGreca, I don't know.
LaGreca's from Busted Open Radio. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm Sorry. Also in Iran. And let's say Paul Heyman, right? So basically, Paul Heyman has his projects and his guys he works with, so nobody touches them. Then Michael Hayes has his guys. Nobody touches them in the booking committee, right? You respect everybody that's being protected by somebody with power. But anybody else that isn't under protection, it's free game, bro, how you're booked, what they do with you.
Yeah. Yeah, and it goes sideways quick if you don't have any allies, you know?
Right. So Hunter maybe wasn't a Boogs guy or Heyman or any of those guys, and Vince was. Guess what? Vince wasn't in power, or Vince came back with power and he said, I don't want this guy. I don't even fucking know.
And to throw a little breadcrumb out there for the listeners, most of those guys like Boogs that were released from WWE recently, they all had the 90 days where they can't do anything. But after that, we're going to have a few of those guys on K100, and Boogs may be one of them.
Very cool. Conan, you know, like, we've talked a lot about a feminization, you know, men are becoming more feminine.
Right.
Like, that's pretty obvious, right?
Feminization of America, 100%.
Well, men are in decline, and the average strength in men has decreased. Sperm counts are at an all-time low. Depression is at an all-time high. We're not talking about it enough. But it's time to turn things around. The reason? Testosterone levels are under attack from a host of chemicals that we are exposed to every day. Soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and shower gels are full of endocrine disruptors. Vaping destroys enzymes linked to testosterone production. Cell phones in your pocket kill sperm count. Seed oils are in so many foods you don't even realize and block androgen receptors. And unfiltered water in most fruits and vegetables contain chemicals and pesticides that have literally caused feminization of male frogs in studies. There's so many things out there that are causing testosterone decline. More important than ever to be proactive and boosting your own testosterone levels with proven ingredients like the ones found in the Legacy Test Stack. Here are our boy Nick Alves's to save the day for masculinity. Test X9 is a Legacy Sports Nutrition's best-selling product, and so many of our listeners have already used it and reported phenomenal results in their energy, strength, sex drive. Compounding it with T-Assist adds even more proven test-boosting ingredients as well as estrogen inhibitors to ensure that your masculinity stays exactly where it needs to be. Every ingredient in Test X9 is clinically proven to stimulate natural testosterone production, and for complete transparency, there are links posted on the site to external studies for each ingredient so you can make an informed decision. Toxic masculinity is not a thing. Toxins killing masculinity is. Protect yourself and stay healthy. Stop waiting. Level up now at LegacySupps.com and always use the code K100 for a discount and to support the show. That's LegacySupps.com. Level up with the Legacy and use code K100.
Right, and this isn't just an ad. Everything that Disco just said is absolutely true. But, you know, as you all know, testosterone, you know, promotes strength, stamina, helps your libido, estrogen control, has everything to maintain your testosterone, because as we know, after a certain age, your testosterone starts to naturally dip.
But definitely check out the products that Nick promotes.
And for women's supplements, Mickey James has her own line. But check out everything they do. This is one of our best-selling products. And there's a reason, because it works. And it has a lot of people that come back and keep using. They've been with us for years now because our listeners are using it. Like, we do a lot of stuff for wellness. If you notice, most of our ads are all about wellness. Your hygiene, your health. And this is just another example. So get your Legacy Supps. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Nexus and Power requires hustle, sub to LA Knight.
Hey, no, friend. King Cold.
King Cold here. What's up, brother? Do you think Eli Drake, LA Knight, made the correct decision by not putting over Tessa Blanchard while working for Impact? Do you think his destiny with WWE could have been different if Eli would have lost to a woman? Disco, in your opinion, did your storyline with Jackie and WCW cost you a WWE contract? Thanks, guys, and God bless you all. No, I did not think it would cost me a WWE contract at all, but at the time that I had to put her over, I thought it might. Because this was before they started doing that stuff, and like before China. So when China started doing the thing, there was a kind of, so the game changed, you know. But Eli, no, that I mean, let me tell you what that did with Eli Drake. Okay, by him refusing to do that, it put a little black cloud over the guy's head that he had to carry around with him. Like, hey, this guy might be difficult to work with. Honestly, I mean that's kind of been a thing that's followed him around. I mean, the guy's supremely talented, right? Excellent on the mic, one of the best in the business, obviously. But he's always had that thing, like, you know, like an issue like this where the management has issues with the guy, you know. So that could have, yeah. Go ahead. I don't know, but I'm saying that could negatively impact him, you know, by not if they tell you to do something and you say no, that's not the best thing for your career usually, right? Would you agree with that, Conan?
Yeah. Once you get that label that you're difficult to work with, like when I sued TNA, a lot of people, I wanted to use them as witnesses. And they were like, nah, man, because I'm going to get blackballed and so are you. And I wasn't hired for a long time by anybody. Yeah.
Do you think losing to Tessa hurt Brian Cage? Because it's the same situation with Brian being such a big fucker, you know.
There's so much intergender stuff now. Like 20 years ago, it might have been a thing. But, like, these days, it's just, you know, indie shows do it all the time now. Like, it's all over promoted on Twitter. You know, it's ridiculous, right? Next is from Ramon Sanchez, subbed as AEW's second homegrown superstar. Morning, fellas. I'll make it quick. MJF being the first, is Jade Cargill AEW's second homegrown mainstream wrestling superstar? And what are your opinions on how expertly well she and her team managed her way through AEW to get to WWE? Be safe, fellas. Are there any other homegrown super? Well, MJF's not a homegrown superstar there because he was from MLW and stuff and thing like. But Jade Cargill is.
Yeah, but
actually,
nobody knows about MLW, bro. So
no. Yeah. But
he actually and he started it.
Wait.
Only hardcore might know that.
Wait,
he started PCW.
Just was in WCW, how many people probably knew he was in AAA? Nobody.
No, of course not. Yeah. But by a standard here of a homegrown superstar, Jade Cargill never wrestled any matches besides an AEW. That's a homegrown superstar. I would say she's the only homegrown superstar. Like, I wouldn't even include MJF as being the first homegrown superstar.
I would.
By definition, I would disagree. If you want to say this, okay, I hear what you're saying. You're saying if you wrestled in kind of minor organizations,
right,
and AEW was the first, you know, AEW.
Right, because where else are you going to work? Everybody works in a minor organization. You worked in Northeast Georgia before you went to WCW. I worked in fucking AAA, even though that was a major. thing, but I was there before. But nobody knew about my past in AAA except the hardcore Mark or maybe a wrestler.
Right.
Like, well, Disco,
she's definitely a homegrown superstar, and she did expertly navigate her way to the WWE because she went out on top. And like, she only lost one match.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I wonder if her representation
Abaddon was a homegrown superstar.
Who?
Abaddon.
No, but just real quick, would you think Darby, would you consider him homegrown? Because he was in like Evolve and shit, but. That's
only
why I'm asking DI.
Like a hardcore fan and another wrestler. That's it. That's such a minor thing. I'm not discounting it, but
they're pushing. They push the pillars. Darby, Cassidy, MJF, and Sammy as their four. These are their four homegrown superstars.
Jack Perry was in the fourth thingy-majiggers.
I don't know. Where
is Jack Perry? Is he still suspended?
He's still suspended.
Since that fight.
Yeah. Crazy, huh? Next from Kevin Moran. Subject is 100 questions from Kevin Moran. Greetings, K100. Okay, 100 questions from Kevin Moran. I have one question each for Disco and Conan. Disco, during your career at Sapphire Gentlemen's Club, the world's largest gentlemen's club in Vegas, have any of the girls expressed an interest in getting into the wrestling business? If not, hypothetically, if a girl did express interest, would you encourage or discourage her from getting into the business? Conan, which nickname has more heat with you, Big Bill or the Chadster? Keep up the work. That's Kevin and North Kakalaki. There are actually a couple of girls that are training to wrestle that worked at the club. So do something someday. Yeah, there's a couple of girls that may end up. One of them recently quit. Well, both of them quit. Thing and the other, they're actually wrestling like independents full time. So I forget what the girls
train them?
No, I didn't train them. What gets more heat, Big Bill or the Chadster?
That's close, but I have to go with the Chadster. What a ridiculous name.
Well, I think Big Bill. All right, next is from Kenneth F. McAllister. Subject is question for K-Dog. What's up, gang? The question is for the one and only Conan. My guy, what's your favorite brands of Iranian tobacco to get to your local dispensary? Also, your all-time favorite strain, and are you more of an indica or sativa guy? Just felt the need to ask a non-wrestling-related question for once.
Well, here's the funny part about me, that I don't actually have to go to a dispensary because this always happens. When I get to a show, somebody backstage, wrestlers, staff, fans, they always give me weed everywhere I go. I don't know when the last time I bought any. But I would say I prefer sativa because indica just knocks you the fuck out, and I like to be functional.
I like it. I don't like sativa. I don't like doing it during the day.
Like indica?
I just like doing it at night before I go to bed.
Which one do you take, indica?
Indica, yeah. Yeah. Next is from Mitch Polacek, and the subject is Fleetwood Mac rumors. This email's response to the quote from Disco. Rumors is definitely not in the conversation the best of all time, unquote. While I agree that it can be argued is not the greatest album of all time, as music tastes are subjective, to argue it's not a discussion is ridiculous. Rolling Stone ranked it at number 7 in their list of top 500 albums of all time. I find it humorous he listed off Van Halen's 1984 and anything by Led Zeppelin or AC/DC, all of which do not have an album in the top 50 Rolling Stone's top 500 albums of all time. Out of all the groups he listed, Led Zeppelin's 4 is the highest ranked album at number 58. While I like those groups, there's a lot of filler in those albums. Rumors did not have much, if any, filler. To argue that doesn't belong in the discussion is downright blasphemous, and I call for Disco to impose a self-suspension from reading the mailbag due to misinformation. Joe, you're reading mailbag next week. Grab the brass ring. So we're gonna suspend this guy for a week for trying to say that should be suspended. And bro, who gives a rat's ass if Rolling Stone? What does that mean, Rolling Stone magazine?
You know,
I don't even remember you saying that. What was the conversation?
No, we're having this conversation. We're talking about greatest albums of all time. Albums. Is there anything by Led Zeppelin? And you know, I mean, just the fact that they do not have.
But what did you say about Fleetwood Mac?
He said that it wasn't one of the greatest albums. Yeah, and I said I didn't consider it rock. Yeah.
Well, if you think that Led Zeppelin like 4 is ranked below Rumors, you guys, it's
which
insane.
One?
Led Zeppelin 4, ranked below. Led Zeppelin 4 is the highest ranked Led Zeppelin
anything
song.
Anything by Led Zeppelin's album. Fucking great, bro. That's such a revolutionary band. What?
The guy said Rolling Stone, the highest album listed by Led Zeppelin is number 58. Which disqualifies the Rolling Stone list. Right?
Think about this, though. It's 2023, so all the Rolling Stone writers, they're in their 20s probably, right? Maybe 30s. They don't know shit. Mm-hmm. And a lot of their reviews now suck.
It's, Joe.
Yeah. Yo.
It's not that hard. If you're a record critic, music critic, whatever the fuck they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
You just buy a vinyl.
Yeah.
You know, listen to YouTube. You don't have to be fucking 50 years old to understand how great Led Zeppelin was. You can still hear them today and nobody sounds like them, bro. That voice, the guitarist, the drums were ridiculous. I mean, everything about that.
And all the songs are busy. It's like two songs in one song. They were going like
it's masterpieces.
Incredible. And they could do fast metal type shit. They could do ballads. They could do epics like Stairway or Kashmir. They did everything.
Right,
bro. And you know, I was very, very young, so I was too young to understand what I was seeing. My uncle was a hippie, right? And he had this fucking van, and they'd be listening to Led Zeppelin in there the whole fucking day, and they were fucking taking bong hits. And I think that type, because I hated that music when I was really young, and I was like, yeah, I guess you have to be on drugs to understand this music, right? And I think they were all getting high and using acid and listening to these long songs with a lot of cool instrumentals and that booming voice. Zeppelin, but I will say this, I thought Rumors was a great album. I worked in a record store when it came out. Bro, that thing went like 20 times platinum. It was fucking ridiculous. They had like 4 or 5 singles and the whole album was good.
Next, would you like to quickly hear what they have?
No,
as the top
we don't
10?
Have time.
Okay.
We don't have time.
Okay. No, I was just wondering.
We'll do that another time.
Yeah.
I want to actually look at that too. Because I actually looked at the Rolling Stone list and I was like, I was surprised too. I didn't, some of the ones that were high and some of those were low. Plus the songs, the rock songs of all time list is crazy.
But you have to remember, just to add one thing onto that, D.I., is that every Led Zeppelin album, when it was originally released back in the late 60s and 70s, always got bad reviews from Rolling Stone. They never put Zeppelin over to this day, apparently.
Because I bet you Robert Plant probably smashed the fucking editor's girl.
Right.
You know he was getting a lot of pood. Come on. There's no way he was.
They were nuts. Yeah.
Nexus and Jordan K, the 70s Dragon Lee. Hello, hope you're all doing well. I was wondering if you had any thoughts on Dragon Lee and NXT. Just appeared on Monday Night Raw in a match against Dom. So it seems like WWE does have plans for him. Obviously, Ray is one of a kind, but do you think Dragon Lee could fill shoes at WWE's strongest booked mass luchador? Respectfully, Jordan. So let me see. Okay, you got the LWO. So you got Santos, the two guys, and what's their name? Ray. Okay, Selena. They got Dragon Lee now. What other Latino performers do they have in that system right now or on that show? Am I missing somebody here?
Yeah, Rodriguez.
Rodriguez? Oh, yeah, okay. Raquel Rodriguez.
Raquel Rodriguez, right. That Roxanne Perez, is that her name?
Yeah, you know what? They were looking at, like, I bet you they were looking at, like, okay, we got the LWO, but, like, we're still not representing enough of Latino wrestlers on this show. You know, just having one little faction is like the Latino representation.
Well,
all together.
It doesn't help that LWO just gets treated like bit. You know, besides Santos and fucking Ray,
right?
The other two guys, Joaquin Wild, is that his name?
Yeah,
Joe.
I think so.
Yes, Joaquin Wild. Yes,
Benicio del Toro. Nothing.
Yeah,
both of those guys, they get squashed all the time, including this Monday. They just get. They're like an afterthought. You know, they're like jobbers. That does not help.
Right. Next is from Jordan K. Oh, wait, hang on. This one. Let's go to the next one. Next is from Jeff S. AAA booking and whatnot. Yo, Conan. I know he's a booker man down in AAA, so I figured I'd ask. Have you made any calls up to Chicago to see if a certain unemployed professional wrestler is interested in being booked down in Mexico? Hey, Joe. Pop quiz for you. Where did Steve Austin go when he left WCW before he got to the WWF? Where did Brian Pillman go when he left WCW before he drove his car into a tree? Seems like there's a gap in the market for that kind of thing nowadays. Hey, Discus, tell us a story about those midgets down in Australia.
Now, well, Austin and Pillman both went to ECW. Conan was there.
Yeah, but these guys being so facetious asking the question because he knew you would answer it because even though it was a rhetorical question. Conan, have you had any contact with CM Punk, or are you willing at liberty to say?
No, I sent out a message to him through Rey Mysterio and he never answered back. That in itself told me that he probably didn't want to come down. And I'm assuming now, I haven't even tried because I have a feeling he's going to WWE, but I could be wrong.
All right. Next is from CH. Joe, you might win $100. From CH, subject is wrestling versus entertainment business. Sub K100 crew, day one listener, a huge fan of everyone involved with the show. I start off with the protocol. Combat 1, Disco's hair game is always on point. The gentleman cut is still in vogue. Love the Instagram posts. Compliment 2, may you all at the first StarCast as the best live show and meet and greet for the entire weekend. My question, is it safe to say that AEW and the rest is in the wrestling business while WWE is in the entertainment business. Back in the day, I remember Vince McMahon boisterously telling the story about how Ted Turner called him when Ted bought WWE, say, "Vince, I'm in the wrestling business." To which Vince replied, "That's nice, Ted, but I'm in the entertainment business." This still resonates to today with AEW and WWE. WWE consistently has their talents in films, TV shows, talk shows, game shows, award shows, and ESPN sports shows, etc. They constantly have a cross-promotion to try and bring additional eyes to the product and build brand awareness, whereas AEW does not use avenues like WWE does. Tony Khan could put together some really good pay-per-view cards, but I feel since Cody and Brandy left, AEW has lacked in cross-promotion. When they had Cody and Brandy, they had their own reality series. Cody was on that Go Big show with stars like Bert Kreischer, Snoop Dogg, and Rosario Dawson.
Bert Kreischer's like he's like a fat, beer-gutted, white trash comedian type,
They misnamed him on one of their advertisements one time. Plus, Cody was making appearances on shows like Entertainment Tonight and Hollywood First Look promoting AEW Dynamite. You don't see anything like that with the current talent roster now. It just comes off that AEW is primarily focused on wrestling only, ignoring a demographic that could be vital to their success, the casual fan. What are your thoughts? Thanks, and that's Chris from Columbus, Ohio. Bro, this is why they probably have their eye and are probably going to go hard on getting MJF. And that's probably why they wanted Cody. Because Cody does good cross promotions. He does good television. Looks like $1 million, speaks well and stuff. That's the type of people they try to get, like game changers. People you can draw fans outside of wrestling and get them to be wrestling fans. So, what do you think?
And you've got to admit that they had to be salivating over Jade. They had to be going, do you drop the ball on this girl? Please give it to us because she's already a star just standing there. You know what I'm saying? Right.
They're treating her as this major acquisition. She's like, look at her.
She's going to Raw.
Yeah.
I wonder who she knows or who knew her. I just have a feeling like she was told a while ago, don't resign because they're looking at you. You know what I mean?
It happens. Yeah. Like Kristen goes, I was reading this interview where Kristen said, not Christian. What's his name? Edge.
Adam.
Yeah. And so Edge was like, it was really a quick thing. They hadn't reached out to me until 9 days before I got there. And I'm thinking to myself, bull fucking shit.
Right. Like, bro, they talk. Are you kidding?
Right. Of course they talk.
And sometimes
they talk to people. Because in the interview, he said, listen to this. In the interview, he was saying, yeah, I always kept in contact with Christian and FTR, and right. They'd ask me stuff like, how's it over there? And I'd say, how's it over there? It's way more than fucking that. Hey, right.
Next is William Molina Jr. Subject is Alberto El Patron replacing Penta El Zero Miedo for Heroes Immortales. Hello, K100 crew. How challenging or exasperating is for a booker, exemplified by someone like Conan, to meticulously arrange talent for an event, only for that talent to inexplicably cancel in order to appear on a different show.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need, at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Yeah, that kills me all the time, bro. That's why, you know, fucking Phoenix didn't defend his titles for a year. Fucking, I can never use Taya. I just had Pentagon, and Tony had been told ahead of time he's going to be on this show. But, you know, Tony, he's like that Chinese act spinning 10 plates at the same fucking time. Mm. He probably forgot, because I know he's not trying to hurt me. And so now I had to take Pentagon out, and thank God ADR was around, and the match was fucking hot. It was ADR and Octagon versus Sam Adonis. What's this guy's name? QT Marshall, and that girl, Harley Cameron, who got over also. But that happens to me a lot. Yes, it's very hard to deal with. But, you know, I've learned to work around it.
Yeah. Nexus and Chris Karcher in the $75,000 trios belts. Greetings and salutations. Before I get going, the Larry Dallas Harry Ruiz segment last week was one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard. At no point in the rambling, incoherent response were they even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this podcast is now dumber for having listened to it. Was curious if you guys saw the hot pink AEW Trios titles on sale for, not $449.95 as I originally first saw it, but $4,999. I tapped the advertisement for it if you don't believe me. So far, 6 of 10 have been purchased. Even if you buy this, are you wearing it around your shoulder to dynamite? Obviously, no one on the show would spend $5,000 on a belt. My question is, if you had a spare $1,000, what piece of sports memorabilia would you buy to get signed, framed, and hang on your wall? To save some of the work, nicely framed Acuna or Tatum signed jerseys are going for $600 or $700 on eBay. Michael Jordan is going anywhere between $1,000 and $2,000. Do you have the picture of this show? The ad?
Yeah. I just had it up. But here you go.
I didn't see it. I was reading.
Yeah, you're good.
Well, there is baseball card collecting was kind of like
that
in the downswing.
That looks red to me. That doesn't look pink. Is it pink?
Baseball card was on the downswing for a while. Then freaking Vegas Dave, who's this big gambler guy, you know, here, he started spending like millions of dollars on there's a culture of collectibles of people that are willing to spend exorbitant amounts of money on things like this, like Logan Paul spending $15 million on the Pokemon cards. Right. You can find a community.
Yeah, when you have money, you don't give a fuck.
And they sold six. Think about that. They're selling $50,000 worth of belts. They've already sold six of them. But there is a market.
Okay, I understand that.
Exactly,
I understand
right?
that. Not it's you know, smart. Not ridiculous to them. But for example, this guy's saying, "Would I buy a Tatum jersey for how much did he put?
Like $600 to $700."
No, but what I would do is I have a friend, Sean Jacoby, who has the Icon sports memorabilia thing, and he knows just about every sports star there is because they've all done signings for him, and I'm sure he could get me something that I wanted much cheaper, but no way I'm paying that.
Let me ask a quick question, Dion. You'll probably just say no, but recently there was an arrest in Vegas. We had the Tupac discussion last month. Finally, there was an arrest made in the murder. Is there chatter about that going on around Vegas, or it's not?
No, just saw the what type of chatter?
I don't know. Just people going, "Hey, did you hear about this?" I didn't know if it happened nearby you or whatever.
Just
read it.
You go. It's on the front page of Las Vegas paper. It's about the only thing I would. It's kind of like old news, obviously.
Well, yeah, this guy was talking about
how many years later they arrest the guy. Yeah,
27.
Yeah. So next is so Brian Dunlap, our resident booker. Subject is Edge's new name in AEW. Hello, K100 crew. Usually I ramble on for too long in my emails, so I keep this one short and sweet.
Thank you.
Here's my idea for Edge's new name and gimmick in AEW. Sexton Hardcastle, and he's sponsored by Blue Chew. Sexton Hardcastle is one of Edge's in-ring names before he got famous. Should it make a comeback? No, he's just Adam Copeland's fine right now.
How about Rectangle? Nothing?
Yeah. The next one's from Beto Garcia. Subject is Attaboy. How's it, players and playettes? It's your homeboy from Frisco, Disco. You haven't already, make sure you give yourself the Barry Horowitz, a.k.a. L. Cell pat on the back for breaking barriers and being a trailblazer in the trans-sleep movement.
Beto, what are you thinking?
With that compliment out of the way, stay righteous, mentally and physically healthy. P.S. Besides Shake Shack, FKA Different Strokes, doing dry runs of pop-up locations, said business will now offer drive-through service. All right, Beto, you're going to be gone for a month, so we don't have to hear stupid shit like
Beto,
this. Again.
Come on, man.
Well, Beto, I'm happy to say that the Shake Shack will have a pop-up at the Bellagio. And where's that casino that the Impact does their thing, Samstown?
Samstown, West? Yeah.
He'll be doing more than Sam's.
I will not.
Next time Impact is in town. What a brutal casino. They should tear that down. They should just literally like pull a fire alarm, have everybody run out of the building and throw some grenades in there.
Do you know Beto Garcia was there and witnessed KG getting smacked by a Hell's Angel?
How would we know?
Was
that?
He really?
Yeah, I don't know. He said it in emails before. I don't know if you remembered. Yeah. Yeah.
I had no idea.
KG got in some trouble with this guy for, I guess he was trying to dictate how people should act in San Francisco or in the crowd in San Francisco or something. This guy was a Hell's Angel who'd been, grew up in San Fran, been there his whole life, and he took offense to it and smacked him one.
Is there any video of this?
No, but Beto says he wishes he did, but yeah.
All right.
Cool. Next is from Kurt Stevens, subject is Disco's peach shirt. Disco, where'd you get that peach colored t-shirt you're wearing in the last video mailbag, and what brand material is it? It's a good look. Peach, wait, which one was I wearing? Joe, do you know what shirt he's talking about?
Let me look. Take a look real quick at the videos.
Let me look.
No.
Pull it up because I got a couple peach shirts. I wonder which one he's talking about.
Yeah.
Was it a pink shirt, maybe?
Last week you were wearing the Ramones and then a gray shirt.
Okay.
Might have been the week before that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you this.
On Monday, you had like a. But he couldn't. When did he send it?
Oh, the peach one. It's from my Pro Wrestling Tees store, Disco Inferno t-shirt.
No. He sent this. No, this is 8 days ago, so he couldn't possibly have seen that. I don't know.
Well, I wear a lot of Boss and Armani. So if it was one of my Boss or Armani t-shirts, that's the brand names I wear for t-shirts, Boss and Armani. So, or I wear sometimes Psycho Bunny too. That's what I wear. The last email is from Hillbilly Money. Subject is sold out 99. What's up, K100 crew? Much love to you all. Hope all is well, and hope you keep getting that dinero hand over foot. I love WCW as a kid, and when y'all came with the sold-out pay-per-view back in 99, I was blessed enough for my mom to have saved up enough moolah to get tickets. I was so excited that words can't even describe it. The main event was the infamous Goldberg versus Scott Hall taser gun ladder match. I remember that when Goldberg came out, I never heard such a loud ovation my whole life. K-Dog was on the card getting rowdy-rowdy and bowdy-bowdy with Lex Luger, but unfortunately, the Cuban Hulk Hogan did the job. This guy's writing this email like he's writing a book, right? Disco wasn't on the card, and I can remember as a kid thinking this was a crime against pro wrestling and humanity. So my question is this. I understand this was a long time ago, and I know that y'all have done a million shows, but do you guys have any good stories or memories of Sold Out 99 in Charleston, West Virginia, or any good stories about wrestling in West Virginia at all? Any good rat or party stories? We used to get killer wrestling cards with all the biggest names in the industry in the 80s and 90s, but sadly these days not so much. Thank you for taking my question and keep getting that moolah cheddar biscuits, baby. Not spraying.
Okay, we pursued that last week, so
right. Yeah. We didn't spend a lot of time. I can only remember partying in West Virginia one night. We had a good time. There's actually a lot of good looking girls there. I do not remember Sold Out because we're backstage when this stuff's happening. But when you're backstage at shows, it's difficult to remember shows specifically because we're backstage most of the time. So, and we're watching Raw. We weren't watching the show. Right? If this is Sold Out 99, we probably were backstage watching Raw, right, Conan?
What I do remember.
Well, it was on a Sunday.
It was on Sunday, right? We're watching
West Virginia. I was dating this girl that was from West Virginia, and I slept at her house. But she still, I think she was still living with her parents or some shit. And I slept in her brother's room, and the whole roof had a humongous Confederate flag. Ugh. You know. And I was like, oh, my God, wow. What am I in for? But, right. But they took me fishing. They took me hunting. Which, like, you know, they were really cool. But West Virginia is kind of poor, you know, like really
very rural. Yeah,
very rural. Yeah. A lot of coal mines and like old and like poor. Yeah.
Yeah. But the crowd was hot, though, because it was like, like those areas are always pretty hot crowds.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Sold Out 99. Conan wrestled Lex. And lost by submission. And then it was a David Flair debuted and Goldberg first hole in a ladder taser match or some shit. The taser was hanging up, you know, just in case.
I was in that, right?
You may have come out to help Scott. Yeah.
Tasered. I think I got tasered. Took a big bump off of Goldberg tasering me.
Maybe
I
so. Think. Probably. Yeah. There's one more.
Positive.
Well, there's one more Disco just because you missed it yesterday. And was
where's it at?
The guy mentioned it in Discord. I'll just read it real quick. It's Jason Turpin. The title is Fake Sting. He says, hey, guys,
I'll read it. Hey, Jason Turpin, Fake Sting. I just want to ask you guys about Jeff Farmer. Remember the 96 Nitro where Farmer dressed as Fake Sting, attacked Luger outside the parking lot. It was dark, rainy, and Farmer looked just like Sting. I think it was a great gimmick. Bischoff said the gimmick got super over in Japan and made Farmer a lot of money. What do you guys think about Farmer and the fake sting gimmick? And do you know whose idea it was? Thanks, and it's Jason Turpin. I like Jeff Farmer. He was a super nice guy, very polite, just a good guy. So
very nice guy, but we didn't hang out with him, and
right.
I didn't think he looked like Sting, but
yeah, I thought he did. But I don't know. I think probably Kevin Sullivan's idea, maybe. I don't know whose idea that was. So.
Well, Scott had a lot to do with the Sting Crow character, so maybe Scott threw some ideas in. I don't know, but just
maybe
speculating.
So that's for the mailbag.
Boom.